We've got a winter weather advisory with the ice, the snow, the freezing temperatures. And Morton Freebolt, he's still down at the McCrory's building, and we're going to check in live with him right now, see how he's holding up with this little weather situation. Hello, Morton.
Yeah, buddy.
It's Morton Freebolt.
Steve, buddy, today we're outside the McCrory's building, mostly because of the weather situation. Since nobody's occupying the building, somebody's got to take care of this sidewalk in front of the McCrory's building. So luckily, I have members of Altoona City Council. And
well, that's nice of City Council to help you out today, but why do I hear blowing noise?
Yeah, buddy, that's what you're hearing right now. They're blowing hot air, and it seems to be melting the ice there on the sidewalk.
Really? Well, who's there with you this morning?
They're pretty much all here. We got Councilman Bruce Kelly, Jesse Ickes, Dave Ellis, Dave Butterball. Councilman Kelly, don't spit. The droplets are freezing as they hit the sidewalk, you see.
Yeah, I guess that could be a problem.
I'm a little disappointed.
Disappointed? Why?
Well, Councilman Ron Beatty is a no-show. All of the other city councilmen are down here doing their fair share of blowing hot air on the sidewalk.
Really? I thought Councilman Beatty, of all people, would be there helping out. Uh-oh, did somebody fall?
Oh, Steve, buddy, we just had another slip and fall here in front of the McCrory's building.
Yeah, I did notice sidewalks are a little icy in some places.
Trying to melt this ice as fast as we can. The good news, buddy, for each slip and fall outside the McCrory's building, Mayor Matt Pacifico is handing out a free loaf of Pacifico's Italian bread. You're welcome, sir. Watch your step. Oh, another slip and fall, buddy. Yes, sir, we'll have somebody over there to help you out. Enjoy your bread. Oh, Steve, buddy, never slip and fall, but hold on for a second. Sir, haven't you slipped and fallen about 6 times so far this morning? Now I know you're slipping and falling on purpose, sir. Quite frankly, sir, I never forget a slip and fall. No, I'm sorry, the mayor's not handing out Pacifico hoagie buns.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, we're just going to have to not do this bread thing anymore. It's got people taking advantage of the situation.
You know, it's a shame when people do take advantage of nice things.
Oh, wait, buddy.
What's going on?
Councilman Beatty is driving up right now in a Ron Beatty carpet cleaning truck.
Oh! He brought the truck.
Oh, Steve, buddy, I can't believe this.
What, Morton?
Well, Councilman Beatty is breaking out this giant vacuum hose from his Ron Beatty carpet and upholstery cleaning truck. And by golly, Steve, buddy.
What? What's going on?
Councilman Beatty is sucking up all the ice on the sidewalk with his giant vacuum hose.
Wow.
That's a big break. Quite frankly, Councilman Dave Ellis was concerning me. He was looking a little blue. Councilman Ellis, take this bag. Just breathe in and out of it. I think he'll be all right.
All right, Morton. How about this? Let's do the Holidays Berg Report right now. And it's brought to you by S&A Homes, Davison Snack Outlet, Keller Engineers, Heinz Feed Store, Michelle Barnes Optometry, and JP Mortgage Lending.
Well, brides and grooms to be, don't forget, the Wedding Showcase at Liberty Hall in the U.S. Hotel. That's February 20th, noon to 3. Businesses and vendors will exhibit their products and services to help you plan your dream wedding.
All right, thanks a lot for that report, Morton.
Oh.
What?
Hey, buddy, I think we got a problem.
What's that noise?
Well, it looks like Councilman Beatty's giant ice vacuum accidentally sucked up City Councilman Dave Butterball, and now he's stuck in the hose. Oh, this is not good, buddy. Councilman Butterball stuck in the hose. It's really slowing down the sidewalk ice thawing process. And even worse, I think they might have to take a vote on whether to get him out or not. Hey, I gotta go, buddy.
Steve Willis.
Love it, love it, love it.
Every morning.
This is Hank FM.